Chapter 12, Another Day. You are in another day, praise God. Christ in you is the victory. You cannot help being carried away in the Spirit. We have nothing to doubt, nothing to fear. A new heaven and a new earth are here. You have never been so happy before. My sheep hear my voice. Serve the Lord with gladness. The divine omnipresence lives, moves, and breathes within you and has its being in you. What will you do about it? What will you do with this statement of facts? Will you accept it and take it with you into instantaneous expression? In the new day, we do not wait to have a withered arm, rehabilitated by the long process of human healing and convalescing. In the new day, we discover that whereas before I was blind, now I can see. Right now, at this instant, as you read, it comes into expression without argument, without concentration and all the other man-made methods of doing things mentally. Right now, as you read and accept the truth as given you by the Father, can you see it into manifestation? Remember, I have a way ye know not of, and that is the way the new day is ushered in. And when you find yourself in a new day, you find yourself in a new consciousness, and in a renewed body and renewed mind, in a gloriously transformed universe, and yet somehow it is just the same. What seems to be merely frost on the window pane turns out to be a beautifully wrought design, so intricate and so beautiful that the human imagination is lost. It is wonderful. Do you understand what you see when having eyes you see? It is wonderful. You are in another day. Did you hear what has been said to you? No, not to someone else, but to you who reads this line. To you at this moment contemplating this page, you are in another day. No amount of argument is going to make it so. The so-called healing and changing of things takes place on the mental plane. There is nothing spiritual about them. You understand that spirit could not be healed. God and his universe are above healing. The only thing that is being done is the mental is being changed. So be more in alignment with the realities of being. It is wonderful. So claim your right and press your claim. First be it, and then your light so shine to show forth your works to all men in thanksgiving and cheerfulness. Yea, in a wide open joy that cannot be spread itself all over the universe. That is praying without ceasing. Be still. The floods of light that are coming to you are revealing to you the deep hidden things that eyes cannot see. Aren't you glad that you, of yourself, can do nothing? Aren't you glad that you have arrived at the point where I, of myself, can do nothing is true? Isn't the soul of you singing? Singing like the caterpillar that lies hidden in the cocoon when it contemplates the vision of its freedom? Just cast your burdens on the Lord, as you are told, and take a chance. Follow the wisdom that is being revealed to you within your own soul and be at peace. Let the filthy be filthy still. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. Isn't it wonderful? Are you beginning to glimpse the new day? We do not have to go anywhere to get there, for I am here. I am there. I am everywhere, and I am everything in every place at every moment of the day. It is wonderful. Can you open wide your consciousness and accept your God-given heritage? Radical reliance and acceptance of the presence of God. The more obstinate and impossible the human condition that envelops you, the more glorious will be the revelation which will come through to you the moment you are ready to believe, accept God as here and now. Talking about God and heaven and all the lovely things does not make them real. Be still. You are beginning to see. No condition can withstand the simple recognition of this power. The strongest fortress of human belief will crumble like the walls of Jericho before a simple word, if that word is spoken with the authority of the God-given power. Christ in you is the victory. Two shall agree as touching on any point, and it shall be established on earth. That is, it shall come into manifestation by the agreement which accepts it. It is interesting to know that the agreement is waiting for you, no matter who you are, no matter where you are. For I am here. I am there. I am everywhere, at all times and under all conditions, and all you have to do is to make your agreement with the glorious revelation to see the victory brought to your world, brought into manifestation in the new day. It is wonderful, and so it is. In the best philosophy, we find it is necessary to know where to put a full stop in order to save ourselves from terrible disillusionment. Have you already experienced disillusion by trying to go back and repeat something? You cannot go back to the state of consciousness you have left, and so it is well to know how and when to put the full stop to the past. Let the dead bury the dead. Follow thou me. You cannot help being carried away in the spirit. I presume by now you do not want to help it. You are beginning to see that to let the mind of Christ be in you is to experience some of the newer and more glorious things, and the feeling of being carried away from all the human limitations and bondage you have been fighting so long. A battle that is fought after a war is over is the nth degree of folly. Well, do not commit any more folly. You have fought your long mental battle. The war with things is over. When you put up your sword, that does not mean that you become a retreating coward, but that you are independent of the power that is represented by the sword. You have something that is infinitely more powerful than any material sword. Do you hear? You are a shower forth of that which is, and you are a doer of the word, and you do not have to be burdened with any more bondage of personal doings. You do not have to take the blame or the credit for healing anyone. God will be able to handle all that. Do you begin to recognize that there is only one power, and that we are not again going to divide it up into little parcels called enemies, friends, healers, etc.? Just one master with many and wonderful modes of expression. Why seek ye the living among the dead? I am the God of the living and not of the dead. You do not have to go down to the grave to find him. He dwells within you and is in you. God the Father is with you. The house of the Lord is lifted up. Fear not, be not dismayed. I am your God. I am with you. I will help you. I have done nothing yet in comparison to what I am going to do. The great impersonal voice. He that hath ears, let him hear. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Why look farther in the dead letter for the living word? Within you lives the word. You are the word. You are one of the glorious words in the great anthem of joy, which is even now rising to the heights. It is wonderful. I am a God of the living and not of the dead. Awake, thou that sleepest, and Christ shall give thee light. Awake, thou dead one, and come out of the tomb of your own making. I am a God of the living, because God is life. Claim your right and press your claim. Do you not have to go down in the grave to find him? You do not have to go down into the grave in order to attain heaven. Beloved, this is all saying something to you that is too glorious to put into printed words. Do you argue? Read for yourself the glorious thing that is hidden away and be at peace. Then will the soul of you sing for gladness. It is wonderful. Don't you love the power of the words, fear not, be not dismayed, I am with you? Seems as though everything you ever feared withers away and becomes dust. Fear not, be not dismayed. Be not dismayed if I reveal to you, yes, to you who read this line, something that you have not yet heard or known, or something that you will never read, because there are no words adequate to convey the idea. Be not dismayed. There are many things I could not tell you because of your unbelief. But now you are in a new day, and just as soon as you are ready to hear some of these things, I will say them to you in language that you can grasp and understand. It is wonderful. Yes, it is wonderful that you have lived all these years on what I was able to tell you 1900 years ago. The little that you did grasp has been all the real and substance that you have had. But the things that I could not tell you then are the very things that you most need to know now. Be still. I have a way ye know not of. Do you hear? You who read this line, I am speaking particularly to you. The mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Do you want any other authority? All right, then. The bickering about what Mr. Blank and Miss Blanker said is of no more importance. I do not care what Mr. Blank said. I want to know what the Christ is saying within my consciousness right now. What the I am said to Mr. Blank was for Mr. Blank. Do you see? I am so glad that a place has been prepared for you. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. So glad that a place has been prepared for you. That place in this state of consciousness far above all mortality. You do not have to fear depression, hard times, or anything, for you are now on the plane of the new day, on the level of consciousness to which you have suddenly arrived. This is the place I have prepared for you. Do you hear? I go to prepare a place for you. It is just as important as any other promise. Step out on the promise. I go to prepare a place for you. Yes, for you, the one who reads this line. Then what is all this fussing about trying to prepare a place for yourself? I go to prepare a place for you. Do you hear? When you get there, the place will be waiting for you. I go before you and make straight the way. It is wonderful. I am the refuge. In me are the cities of refuge, and you do not have to make a hiding place against evil times. He that makes himself a place of hiding against the evil times will make that place a direct target for the enemy. He is the one that is broadcasting the fact that the evil is real and that he is hiding from it. He is hiding from a material belief in another material belief. He who runs into the Lord shall find the hiding place. Where the Lord is, there is liberty. Do you see, then, that you are just as safe in the thick of the human battle as you are in the strongest dugout? Are you making yourself a human target by advocating that people must run to a material refuge? It is wonderful to be unafraid out in the open fields with God. Do you hear? I go to prepare a place for you. All right, are you going to accept this place in consciousness or the little shelter that someone is building, hoping to save your little human personality from danger? Choose ye this day. Either God is all power or else there is another. If there be another, then our preaching is vain, futile, and worthless. Awake, thou that sleepest. God is your sure and absolute protection. Protection not only against the material machines of war, but of the human thinking machines that set up machine guns of hatred and jealousy and try to cut you down. It is wonderful. You are walking with me unafraid. Though 10,000 may fall at thy right hand, 10,000 who prepared for evil and war, it shall not come nigh thee. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And where the Lord is, there is liberty. There is nothing to fear, for the Lord is round about you, and in you, and through you. It is wonderful. Look again is the command of the prophet to his servant who saw so many enemies and so much evil coming toward them. And the servant looked again, and lo, the mountains were full of men and horses and chariots. And the words came, saying, those that are for us are more than those that are against us. So, beloved, those that are for you are more than any aggregate mass of human belief. And so it is wonderful. You are a child of joy. You are in a new day. You can sing your new song in the name and nature of Jesus Christ, and it will go over. It will find its lodgment in the soul of that one who is ready to be helped out of the shell of human belief. If you address it to the universe in the name of the Father, then will it carry with it the glorious authority. It is wonderful. Father, keep me in thy love. Do you hear? You are a child of joy. Yes, I know you may have read it 1,000 times, but I am saying something to you at this instant that will touch the secret spring of realization and cause you to shout for joy and gladness, not from the emotional angle of human excitement, but from the deep welling up of the spirit within you. Isn't it wonderful? Child of joy. You, I am speaking to, child of joy in your new day. Laugh, sing songs of gladness. You are lifted up to the point of being, presenting to the universe the glorious truth that you have at last found the Father, and He is richly giving His love to you. All the old adverse conditions and beliefs pass away. You are in the new day. It is wonderful, for God is your Father, and you never have had another. So claim your right and press your claim. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of heaven, and that kingdom is here and now.